Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the new Grace Radio series, Voices. Neighbors talking to neighbors about things of community interest. Our guest today is a familiar man to you, Pastor Vincent Price. Pastor Price is the director of Timothy Trumpet of Truth Ministry here in Slidell. And he was on with us a few weeks ago telling us about the ministry. There's things happening, there's things moving with this ministry, and things you need to know about. So, Pastor Price, welcome. Glad you're back.
Thank you for having me.
What's happening out of Timothy's Trumpet of Truth? What's the latest? You had a lot of things on the burner last time we were here, and what's kind of the cutting edge of what's happening out there today?
Thank you so much for inviting us back out. We had a chance to kind of introduce ourselves to the region through WDSU. Did a segment on what we're doing out on Browns Village Road for the homeless and those that are hurting. And so since then, we've just been trying to move that forward, being able to provide adequate housing for the homeless. And through that, be able to minister to them and reach out and provide the necessary services that they need. We're excited at the prospect of even doing more that we're going to be talking about today.
For the sake of keeping our audience abreast, homeless is just one aspect of what you guys do. You have a number of different major focuses at that ministry.
That's right. There are other components such as reentry. We have people contact us all the time about family members coming out of a situation of incarceration. So we work with those individuals trying to get them back acclimated into society, as well as we have a discipleship program. Guys that have decided to surrender their life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so nothing
Amen.
More exciting than that. And so we're working with them. Our life change program is up to about 8 months. And then you have 7 months to a transitional opportunity. That's where they can get a job, begin to save money, and provide for what their future is going to provide after being at our facility.
It's amazing you've got so many things going. And yet you're willing to take on this new challenge of dealing with the homeless. What are some of the things that you see happening with that?
Well, what we're excited about is that there is a problem in our community, and a lot of that problem is involving the people that we serve, and that's being the blight of the homelessness, or the people that's holding the signs, or people that just vagrants that's in our community. And what we're doing, we're using our discipleship program to reach out to them, where we're looking to expand our facility and to provide up to 30 days to them to get off the street. And at that time, we'll be able to assess their needs. Why you need to hold a sign? Why are you out on the street? And so the people that's receiving help is going to actually at some point give back to the community through helping the people that have emergency needs.
So you're providing the needs to help transform some of these lives back into productive citizens of society.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important, Bob, before they go out, they're already be making a contribution. Before they leave our facility, those guys that's in the discipleship program, they'll have the opportunity to help those that's coming out of incarceration. Hopefully, that will make them not want to be incarcerated again. And then also those that are coming off the street for whatever reason, they're out there with substance abuse, family has turned their backs on them, whatever the number of reasons why, then they'll have a chance to reach out to them and help them get adjusted. And I believe that if they're already giving back before they go out, they'll be willing to stay out because they got something that's meaningful in their life that they're doing to help society.
Well, it's kind of it sounds like a peer support thing that you've got people there who are going through the program, who are giving back, learning to give back, even though they're still on the receiving end of blessing and benefit.
Absolutely. Mentorship is absolutely essential to recovery and staying, you know, in your recovery and moving forth in life. Having other people that have been where you are, be able to speak into your life and to help you while you develop that, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And then now you're going to give back to somebody else what someone gave to you. Right. And I think that's the best way we can do this.
Well, a new program like this must really be stretching your resources. Well, I understand you have a program coming up soon that's going to kind of do some things in the community to try to help raise some funds to support this new outreach.
Yes, exactly. We got on the 19th of November, we have Walk in Their Shoes. A lot of times you can evaluate and sometimes we even judge people. You know, how they look and what they're going through and why they're out there. And, you know, we do that because of many reasons, not necessarily because we don't like people. Sometimes we just do it because it's something to do. And so what we're doing is using that energy not to do that and to provide an opportunity to walk in the shoes of the home. So we're not going to be critical about them and judge them from a distance. We're going to come up close. And so we've developed a walkathon where we're going to actually be able to walk in their shoes, understanding what the homeless is going through. And so that's exciting for us. We're real excited about that. I have, you know, the guy that's overseeing this project for our ministry here with me in studio today, Richard Shelton, who had an opportunity to come to our facility for help. We talked about mentorship, being in that position, okay? And after he received the help, it wasn't lengthy, but he received help. And then all of a sudden, Bobby wanted to come back to be a blessing to somebody else. And now he's overseeing the walkathon for the citywide opportunity we got to reach out.
Well, this is exactly what Jesus would have us do, I believe.
I believe
is receive from the master and pass it on.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. So I want him to be able to share with the community what we're doing, you know, what our heart is pondering about, you know, the problem, the blight that we have. We're going to fix it. We need, now I'm not saying that like I'm Donald Trump, but we will fix the problem. Going to have employ all the systems that we need to make an impact. And Rick going to share that with us.
Well, wonderful. Rick, it's great having you here with us today. Thank you for coming. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I came into a situation where I was without a place to sleep, talked to the Homeless Coalition. They sent me over to the Trumpet of Truth, and I saw a need to give back. I started working with the pastor for, you know, getting a GED program in place. We need to have an expansion of the facility. We have the modulars ready. They're waiting for us. It's just a matter of getting them moved to the camp, and that's what we're trying to get the funding for, is to move those trailers or move the modulars, get them set up so we can expand the facilities, expand the programs.
So you already have the ground for that. You've already got the place to put the modulars, but you just need to be able to get the modulars in and set up.
We have the acreage for the modulars. We need to get the foundation set up, the plumbing, okay, the electrical, and all that, as well as get the modulars moved to the site.
I see. When it's all said and done, how many homeless people will you be able to accommodate at one time on for these 30-day programs that Pastor told us about?
Well, we're looking to be able to house about 30 to 40 homeless individuals. Yes.
And you think in 30 days you can assist them?
Yes. That would give us time to evaluate what their situation is, why they're homeless, any medical problems, emotional problems, psychological problems. We can get them to the facilities and the help that they need to overcome those problems. And then we want to be able to offer programs such as the GED program, job skills training, job placement programs, family programs to help them reintegrate with their families, to heal the families for whatever situation that made them become homeless.
I see. And you actually found yourself in that situation recently.
Yes.
And Trumpet of Truth was able to help you get out of that.
Yes. I spent a little bit of time there just to be able to get back on my feet. I wasn't without a job. It was just a matter of between paychecks.
No matter where you are in the scale, there's something for you at Timothy Trumpet of Truth.
Correct.
Well, tell us a little bit about your vision for the fundraiser. What's going to happen? Pastor talked about walking in their shoes. That's a very interesting picture to be able to take, or this walk in another man's shoes. How do you see all that happening? What's the plan?
Well, the plan is on November 19th at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a walkathon at Heritage Park in Slidell. It's going to be a 5K walk. This is going to be the first annual. We're planning on doing this once a year.
Okay.
And we've got in planning stages other programs and events to help fund our ministry, get the programs and the placement out there for the homeless.
So people show up at 9 o'clock, November the 19th, prepare
Correct.
To walk. Tell me some of the things that are going to happen at Heritage Park on November the 19th.
We're going to have the walkathon. It's a 5K walkathon, and it's going to be walking around Heritage Park. Basically, we need registration by the 11th of November so we can have the T-shirts ready for the walkers.
So we want people to show up. We want people to register prior to November the 11th. How do they do that? How does people get in touch with you to be able to register? Do you have a website or a phone number?
We do have a phone number. And the phone number is 985-639-9882, or they can visit us at 36479 Browns Village Road, and they can fill out the registration in the waiver campus and actually get a look at the campus, where we're at right now, and talk to the pastor and find out where we intend to bring this ministry.
Excellent, excellent.
There's also a GoFundMe site. It's
okay.
Walk in Their Shoes.
Walk in Their Shoes, okay.
And they can do the they can pay their registration fees there, call us, and we can email them the registration form. And they can hand in the registration form with proof of payment at the walkathon.
Great. Well, sounds like you thought a lot of good ways people can participate in this. So they can call you at 985-639-9882.
Correct.
Or they can go to your GoFundMe site. Walk in Their Shoes, make a contribution there, and then call the phone number, continue the process of registration.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. This is really great. Well done, well done. What do you see is what's going to happen after that? You said we're going to walk at Heritage Park for 5K. How does that happen?
Well, there's a path around the park, and we're going to walk on that path so we can get the 5K there.
What kind of a turnout are you looking for?
Well, we hope to get 100 or more, and right now we're pressing to reach 50.
Okay.
We're also looking for sponsors. If they can sponsor us, we can give them a sponsor package.
So this would be a great thing for like a Sunday school class or a cell group to kind of come out, see you guys ahead of time. One person could call, make the arrangements for a group of 5 or 10 or 15 people to come walk with you, get their t-shirt, learn how to walk in somebody else's shoes. Let me ask you this, Rick. What happens if someone decides at the last minute they really got to do this? Can they still come out even though they've missed the 11th deadline for pre-registration?
Oh, yes. There'll be a discounted price on the registration. We'll have registration and waiver forms there for them to sign up.
Okay. So people can come out even up to the last minute. Just show up at 9 o'clock with your walking shoes on to support and to love and to encourage a ministry that's reaching people that probably are not listening to this broadcast, needing a little bit of help, needing a leg up to be able to get onto the next stage of life. Well, Rick, it sounds like a wonderful program. We appreciate your effort. Appreciate you giving back. This is a monumental thing in my book, is people to be blessed and then turn around and says, hey, I want to return a blessing. I really appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you.
Well, Pastor, my compliments on putting together this program, A Man of Vision. It seems to me you're often going into ministries where other people just may not choose to go. Appreciate your taking on the gospel admonition to visit people in prison and to take care of the sick and to take care of the elderly and to take care of the hurting. And it, Trumpet of Truth, Timothy Trumpet of Truth, is really just an incredible ministry, and your leadership there has just been really neat, and I really appreciate that. And thank you for doing this walk in their shoes.
Yes.
Walk on the 19th.
Well, Bob, thank you. I never really looked at it like that, but you're a very insightful guy, so I'm glad you just inspired me to go want to go further. But I will say this. I'm Rick Dittner. I mentioned it. All of our staff, we sit down today, and we're so driven to do more that we looked at a way that we can continually help the homeless. And so we're looking at a semi-annual day in the park. You know, we're looking at several different locations throughout Slidell to be able to bring the homeless together, to bring this need together, and to reach out to them on a semi-annual basis as well as this annual function to do this walk in their shoes walkathon. So we're not going to just back up and not face this situation, because inside of this monumental situation that could be in our community, there is a cry. There's some people that sincerely want to get out of the stuff. There's a lot of Ricks that's out there, you know, that don't want to be confined, to just have an emergency need that can, you know, it can end up being something that's bigger than what it is if we don't step up to help. And so we looked at that, and inside that, to help other agencies as we partner, we'll be able to give out bag lunches, you know, to them. When they say they work for food, we'll provide them something to eat without them going to work. Then we'll teach them and reach out to them to help them understand what's important about finding your God-given gift and talent and doing that.
Amen.
And walking in that, and watch how that can change your situation. Our ministers and my wife and all of those staff members that's working so hard to make this a reality, that Timothy Trumpet of Truth is really involved to make an impact on the lives of those that are hurting.
Well, I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to be a part of helping to get the word out about Timothy Trumpet of Truth. I know you're making a difference in the community, and certainly we're thrilled to be a part of that.
Yes, and I just want to say, I want to you know, thank our mayor that we met with today, you know, Freddie Drennan. You know, I want to thank our bishop that gives us this leeway to be able to do that, and the police department that's working with us. We're not working apart. We're not out there on our own. And I'm so glad to those that see what our heart is pondering. You know, our sheriff and all of those that are working with us, it's just off the chart. We're excited about that.
Well, it's really important that we do cooperate, doing stuff together. I just think it really pleases God for our community to be together, to be focused, each with our own giftings. The city has its own abilities, the police department, and Timothy Trumpet of Truth, and others as well who minister in this area. It takes all of us to make the program work. None of us operate in a vacuum. It's a wonderful thing to see the networking that you're doing. I really appreciate that. Want to call your attention one more time to the phone number if you want to be a part of this Walk in Their Shoes. It's 985-639-9882, or you can go to their GoFundMe page, Walk in Their Shoes. Make a contribution there. It'll be accepted. And if you just want to show up on November the 19th and be a blessing, come on out. Lots of good brothers and sisters in Christ will be there, loving on each other, enjoying the day. I'm a forecast and say it's going to be a beautiful day, Pastor.
I just want to just conclude by saying thank you for us, and we just thank Grace for doing what it does. Elements and segments of our community, it's a blessing to us, and we want to just take our hand off to you.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's a joy to be serving with you.
Thank you, sir. We're
going to make it happen. Amen. Yes, well, thank you for being here today, Pastor. And Rick, we enjoyed your company, enjoyed the conversation. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you, friends. Call us at 985-250-1037 if you have comments on today's program, if there's things you'd like to know about the station, or if you need these phone numbers that I gave out before, you can call us at 985-250-1037. We'll be there for you. We encourage you, neighbors, to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Leave a comment. Like us and keep up what's going on with the station. We'd also encourage you to visit our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry. We're totally supported by listeners just like you. Well, Slidell, that's it for now. Tune in to Voices every day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.